24-hour pay at the pump. Thomas Oil and Fuel, keeping you moving. Looking for a 60% chance of rain today with showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Mostly cloudy this morning with a high of 86. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, a low down to 72. On Tuesday, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85. And then Wednesday's back sunny with a high of 87.
Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. I am back. It is Monday, June 30th. That just hurts me saying that. It's the very last day of June. What the heck? The month flew by so fast. The summer is going by so fast. I don't like it, girls.
No, me.
I don't like it at all.
No.
So I have Caroline and Abby in this morning from Farmers RECC. Good morning, ladies. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Did y'all practice that?
No.
Y'all are just that in sync.
It's a running joke. There's a lot of times that we'll show up at some event and we haven't planned it and we're somehow dressed similarly.
You're so cute. Y'all are cute. Well, you both have dark denim on today.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes. Y'all both look very cute.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was admiring your little top over there, Abby.
Got the little bows.
I love that top.
Bows are really in right now.
They are. And I'm a big fan. I do like the bow.
Of course you are.
She's adorable.
She is adorable. See, the bows look good on her. They're not so much on me.
No.
You know?
It doesn't fit.
You know, I wore bows way back when, the first time they came around, I guess.
Under duress.
Yes. I just don't think I can do bows. I was having this conversation with my sister the other day. She's like, what's up with all these bows? I'm like, I don't know. You and I wore those in the 80s. I don't really want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know, late 80s.
Mm-hmm. That was squarely where, that was my formative years. Mm-hmm.
But see, it's new to you because you weren't even alive then.
Exactly.
which they remind me of that regularly.
She's a little younger.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder. But you look awfully cute. Oh,
thanks.
You're welcome. All right, let's jump in and say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. Of course, Farmers RECC. So excited to have Abby and Caroline in this morning. We have Ollie Car Cleaning. We also have our Wellness Wednesday sponsor, which is MedCenter Health. Hobdy, Dye, and Reed is back this week, and Friends of Barron River Lake and their big 4th of July celebration.
Oh, yeah.
So that is happening this weekend. Yes. Excuse me. We'll be talking about that as well. So I know a lot of lake goers have been a little disappointed that the lake has not been what it usually is.
It's been a difficult year.
It has been. Yes. So they decided to make this happen. It's not going to be like it normally is, but we'll talk more about that and tell you what the plan is as we go on throughout the morning. But you can call us this morning if you'd like to join in on our conversation, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And I know the big thing that you ladies really want to talk about today is annual meeting, because that is coming up next week.
That is next week, yes. So we've got our annual meeting coming up. It is scheduled for Thursday, July 10th. Doing it the same way that we did last year, but a little bit different than years past. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing drive-through registration from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Okay.
Our business meeting is at 2 p.m. You can come and watch that in person. You're more than welcome to come and join us there. Or if you can't make it out in person, you can join us on our live stream at 2 p.m. And that is available at farmersrecc.com/annual meeting.
All right. And what are you guys giving out this year?
Of course, we're doing buckets and bulbs.
The classic, typical. Yeah.
But we have some exciting things that are going to be in the buckets this year that are new. Of course, we're going to have the bulbs. We're going to have a little keychain, pins, magnets. But also what's new this year is we're going to have popcorn for everyone in our bucket.
Are you going to be making this popcorn?
No,
this is kettle corn, and it's a huge hit.
So we're
really excited about that.
Yes.
And we'll do that as long as supplies last. So.
Yes, y'all have all kinds of goodies. The Kentucky Living booklet, post-it notes.
Yes.
All kinds of cute little things.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah. I like It'll that. And who doesn't need all of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you occasionally need a multi-tool keychain.
Yeah.
Because just as soon as you don't have one, that's when you need one.
A little screwdriver just fits right in your purse there.
That's right. That's right. And post-it notes, I mean, it never fails. I'm like, where are my post-it notes? So you always need post-it
notes.
You
never have enough.
No, you don't ever have enough. That is for sure. So some extra goodies in the buckets this year. Mm-hmm. And you can just drive through and pick those up and go on your way.
Yep. And it's at the Cave Area Conference Center.
Okay. All right. So that is a week from Thursday, July 10th, from 8 until 4. So make sure if you are a Farmers RECC member that you go by and get your buckets and bowls.
Sure.
So, all right. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. I don't know about you ladies, but I'm in desperate need to get my car cleaned. It's like the outside of it is me. The inside of it really needs some work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm in the same boat.
It's so hot. It's been so hot that I'm like, I'm really the only one that sees the inside of my car for the most part. So I'm not going to worry about cleaning the inside.
No. And who has the time to sit out in the sun and clean the inside of your car?
And who wants to?
No.
I did not want to sweat everything off last week. So I chose not to. Now, I will say on Friday before I left for the lake, I did kind of do a wipe down of my dash with one of those mitts that I have just to kind of get the 2 inches of dust
the worst
off
of it,
of my dash. Mm-hmm. So I felt a little bit better about that, but the rest of it really, really needs to be clean. So I got to get in with E-Jazz at Ollie Car Cleaning. I don't know if you all have had him clean your vehicle, but he does an excellent job. He came to my house a while back, cleaned my car inside and out, and it looked beautiful. Like, it's not looked that good in a really long time because I can't do that.
Right.
That's just not something I really want to do. So he has three different options, and now he has his own place. And that is, I should have written it down. I was like, I thought here, I think I am prepared this morning, and I am not. But he has a brick and mortar now, which is over on Oil City Road. And I think that's right. Yeah. Oil City Road, which is off of West Main Street. You know, the cut through to go to the loop.
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
That. So that is his location. He has a building back there that he's renovated it, and it looks great on the inside. But he is still a mobile car cleaner.
Which is so handy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. Because he came to my house and cleaned my car for me. You know, if I wanted him to, he would come out here and clean my car in the parking lot.
And it's all about efficiency. Like,
that's
you got to
right.
do, if you can do multiple things during your workday without you having to physically do them, that's always a win.
I know. Yeah. I know. Exactly. So, three different packages that he offers. And the first one is a basic, so it's a 90-minute clean. It offers a scratch-free hand wash, rims and tires. Those are thoroughly detailed. Windows, tire shine, vacuum, wipe down all the surfaces, and cleaning the door jams. Always forget about my door jams.
And doesn't it feel good when you open the door and it's clean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That always feels good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. It does. So that takes about an hour or so. And that's $90. Of course, all of these prices vary depending on condition and size of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, the next level is premium, which takes about 2 hours, and it's about $200. So it's everything that I just mentioned, plus clay bar paint decontamination, spray wax sealant, shampooing the cars and seats if needed, leather conditioning, and interior protectant. I mean, going above and beyond.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is the big daddy. This is the diamond package, which takes about 3 hours. You're looking at about $330. Everything that I just mentioned, plus 1 year graphene coating, engine bay detail, steam cleaning, and ozone odor removal treatments.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. And if you transport pets, mm-hmm. any of those type things.
That have children.
Children.
And food gets stuck down in the car and you're
wayward
like.
Wayward chicken nugget. Yeah.
What is that smell?
Uh-huh.
And it was chicken nuggets that had been in there for like 3 months.
Or six.
I mean.
We're doing our best, okay?
She sounds like she knows from experience, actually.
She does.
And then, of course, you can get the basic and maybe have an add-on of some sort. If you're just saying, hey, I want my engine bay cleaned, or I need a spray wax sealant, or steam clean, or headliner, or pet hair removal.
There you go.
He offers that as a side, you know, or add-on, I guess you could say. And he also offers maintenance packages. So if you have him do one of these for you, and you say, okay, I want you to come and clean my car every 2 weeks. He offers that as well.
Oh,
so,
very good.
Which is, or once a week or whatever, you know, whatever it might be, maybe once a month, you know. So he does offer maintenance cleaning packages mm-hmm. as well. I don't know if you all, let's see, is he 18 yet? No, I don't think he turns 18 till later this year. So he's 17 years old.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he is a former Boys and Girls Club member.
Okay.
And he just decided that he wanted to start doing this. He wanted to do something. And so he's like, I just started cleaning cars. And then realized that he's really good at it and really enjoys it. And here he is. What a young entrepreneur.
That's awesome.
17.
That's awesome.
And he's such a nice young man. He's very polite. And, I mean, his parents have done very well. And he's just an incredible young man.
That's
so
awesome.
If you're looking for someone that you can trust, someone that's going to do a great job in cleaning your vehicle, if you have fleet vehicles, mm-hmm. you know, he can come and take care of those as well. Mm-hmm. So he's really growing and, you know, I've only known him for a few months, but I'm really proud of him at everything that he has accomplished at such a young age because
yeah,
there's not very many people that can say that.
No.
Yeah.
I know that's not where my brain was when I was that age.
Heck no. Heck no. I don't even want to say where my brain was when I was 17. It was not thinking about this, I guarantee it.
You weren't thinking entrepreneurial?
No, I was not. I was thinking, oh, it'd be cool to work at the radio station. You know? I was thinking that because that's what I always wanted to do.
And here you are.
Yeah, I mean, I like begged for a job back then. Mm-hmm. Now they can't get rid of me. So
I don't think they would want to.
What are you laughing at, Abby?
I'm not kidding.
I'm joking.
Well, oh, there it goes. It's turning red.
I know.
You caught me so off guard.
You should know me by now that's going to happen. We love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I know. So if you are looking for someone to clean your vehicle, I got to do that every now and then.
Absolutely.
You know?
Keep her on her toes.
That's exactly right. Here's the phone number to call. His name is Ejaz. It's Ejaz with Ollie Car Cleaning, A-L-I, Ollie Car Cleaning. And here's his phone number, 270-404-6887, 270-404-6887. Even if you don't need it, maybe someone in your family or you just want to do something nice for someone, you could
be
call.
A great anniversary gift,
absolutely.
Birthday gift for somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I know it's really too early to start thinking about Christmas, but we are under six months now.
I did see on the other day where somebody was like, 6 months till Christmas.
Yeah, my good friend Scott posted on my timeline, 6 months to Christmas. Kelly, you putting your tree up? No, not yet.
Just give it a couple months.
That's right. I got to wait till at least October.
That's always what I do, November 1st.
Yeah.
Us too.
Do y'all?
Yeah, November 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we are all in the same boat. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever been in the same room with this many people who feel the same way I do.
See, that's always what I give myself. That's my birthday gift to myself every year.
I love that.
Because my birthday is November 2nd. So November 1st, I put up my Christmas tree and get Christmas out.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I like to have like an entire day to do it where I don't have to be anywhere.
Yes.
Because when I start pulling these things out, Like, I have to sit down and rest for a minute.
Yes.
Because then I'm like, do I want to decorate it like I did last year, or do I want to do something totally different? Like, it's a thought process.
It is. And I always have to do, when you take down, like, summer and fall decorations, you have to do the cleaning.
Right.
And then put up the Christmas. So there's some time.
That. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So mine might actually start on Halloween night. Just depends on what I have going on. Yeah. You know? Just depends. So, anywho. I digress. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. Abby and Caroline are here this morning from Farmers RECC. So you want to talk a little bit about Honor Flight for just a little bit? That is something that, well, the ceremony is happening here in just a couple of months. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Of course, Honor Flight Kentucky, we sponsor two veterans from our service area to go up there, and they spend a day in Washington, D.C., getting to see all of the memorials and monuments that were dedicated to their service. So this year, we are proud to sponsor Mr. Rodney Bell and Mr. James Moss. They will be flying up to D.C. on August 23rd. They'll spend the whole day up in D.C., and then at 7 p.m. at the Lexington Airport, there will be a welcome home ceremony. So we all kind of line up in the airport, wave flags, cheer them on as they get off the plane.
Like it, VIP treatment.
Yes. VIP treatment. And they do receive the VIP treatment on their trip that day.
Yes.
Once they get to D.C., they have police escort everywhere that they go. They usually do water cannon salute for their aircraft when they're landing and taking off. So that's always heartwarming. The welcome home is a wonderful thing. If you, if you've never been, I encourage anybody to go and welcome those veterans home. There's not a dry eye in the airport. It's a really moving experience.
Do we know what branch of the military each of these gentlemen were in?
Both of them are Army.
Army. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Just an incredible honor. And you guys do this every year.
We've done this every year for, oh my goodness, 14, 15 years at this point. So it's one of our favorite events that we that we host and sponsor. So we're proud to do that.
So how do you put a name in the mix, you know, to maybe nominate? Do you take nominations, or how does that work?
So the veteran themselves can apply to attend an honor flight. Basically, they're just placed on a wait list. And even if they're not, even if they don't go on a Farmers RECC Kentucky's Touchstone sponsored flight, they may get chosen for another flight. So it's very, even if they don't go on ours, we want them to apply anyway. And they can go to honorflightky.org to apply for that program.
Okay. All right. So something to keep in mind for next year. You can go ahead and apply now.
Absolutely.
And that way it's already in there and you don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you might get that call. You just never know.
Yep.
So pretty cool stuff. All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. I know this is the time of year when you guys are somewhat on edge just because of the weather, and you never know what's going to happen. Even with these pop-up storms, especially on those super hot days.
Yeah.
You know, because you all have a large service area, and where it may not be raining and storming right here, it could be in Hart County, and it could be in other counties that you serve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been an interesting storm season. You know, we've kind of joked and we've said you used to be able to kind of rely on your spring storm season, and now it doesn't seem like you can do that. You know, we've had tornadoes in December and storms in July, you just never know. So we try to stay prepared all of the time. But obviously Mother Nature's going to do what she wants to do, and we just have to kind of clean up after her. So we encourage our members to always report outages to us. Got a really handy way to do that now through our mobile app. So members can download our mobile app for free in their Google Play, Apple App Store, enter their credentials. They can report outages through the app. Without having to call into the number. They can pay their bill through the app. They can see their daily usage, set up their alerts and reminders. It's basically just their little mobile office and a way to communicate with us at any point in time. So we encourage members to download that app.
Yeah, that's a great tool to use. You know, if you are wondering if there's a power outage where you are, or if you're at work and you're wondering if your power is out at home, and you know, that's a great tool to have to be able to know those things and to report as well. So that's pretty cool. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by MedCenter Health Glasgow, and very excited to have them in our community. I think that they have been such an addition to the Glasgow area, and a lot of their patients are grateful that they are here. You know, they don't have to drive all the way to Bowling Green, you know, and especially the counties east of us that they were driving to Bowling Green. Absolutely. Now they don't have to, which I think is great for our economy as well, because they're stopping here. You know, they're maybe doing some shopping, grabbing some lunch. So it has been a wonderful thing for Glasgow and Barron County to have MedCenter Health. And they, of course, offer so many different services, from their primary care and specialty services, you know, the diagnostic imaging and lab, cardiology, gastroenterology, women's health, orthopedics and sports medicine, pulmonology, urology, vascular care, neurology, general surgeory. I mean, there's just all different types.
They are doing, they're doing a lot in our community.
They really are. And something that Laura mentioned the last time that she was there, Laura Belcher, she'll be in with us on Wednesday. She said that, you know, there's some folks that don't have a primary care doctor. And it's so important to have a primary care doctor, someone that knows everything about your health. You know, you're not bouncing from one place to the another. And I think you can get the best care when you have one person that you're going to all the time. And as we all know, there's new families moving into our area every single week, month. And they're looking for these primary care physicians, and MedCenter Health offers those. And that's a great place to go and maybe establish your primary care physician. So they have a new thing that they have started doing. You can actually text for an appointment. So I don't know if you guys are allowed to be on phone call. I know there's some offices that you can't be on the phone. Like, you can't be talking on the phone, but you might be able to send a text. You need an appointment.
Sure.
And you text MCHDOC. So it's MedCenter Health, MCHDOC, to 270-796-3200. 796-3200. That's the number that you text the MCHDOC to. And you can get an appointment that way. You can also call 270-261-5640 to make an appointment as well. Or go to their website. Their website is full of information. It's very easy to navigate. If you're wanting to look up the doctor that you're going to see, maybe it's the first time that you're going to see this physician and you just want to learn a little bit about this particular doctor, MedCenterHealth.org/Glasgow. Something that Laura wanted me to mention today is the fact that they are offering free sports physicals for middle and high school students from 4 to 6 this afternoon. So absolutely free. This is for middle and high school students. That location is 401 South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard here in Glasgow. That's MedCenter Health Glasgow, that location. Go by there from 4 to 6 and or take your child by there from 4 to 6 for their sports physicals, absolutely free. So take advantage of that.
That's
and
awesome.
Go
amazing.
And get that taken care of, because if your kids are playing sports, you're going to need that. And
absolutely.
Why not get it for free?
Yeah.
So swing by there and have that done this afternoon. Okay, I believe we have a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I want to register for a year supply of electricity.
If only we could do that, but we can't.
I'll be darned.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Andy.
That's okay. Glad you're back.
Thank you. Thank you. What you been doing?
Fooling with the garden.
Ah, how's that coming along?
Good. Got all kinds of tomatoes ready.
Oh, too bad
but
I don't like tomatoes.
Like
no, he knows I don't like tomatoes. Not a tomato fan.
Really?
Plenty of cucumber, squash, zucchinis, and pepper.
Now, squash and zucchini, you can sign me up.
What about some hot pepper?
Probably not. Kyle might, but no, I'm not.
Right.
Squash and zucchini, though, I like that.
I'll probably see you this week.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate you.
All right, talk to y'all later.
All right, see you, Andy.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
He's always hooking me up. Yeah. He hooked me up a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, these were huge squash and zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to a friend's house, and I said, I've got the vegetables. Don't worry about getting any vegetables. I have plenty of them.
There you go.
And I cut up probably, because they had family in from Illinois, and I cut up, I don't know, maybe two or three zucchini and two or three squash.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there was all kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I appreciate that, Andy. Thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
Now, see, my problem is that I can take a healthy squash and mm-hmm. a zucchini, mm-hmm. and then I want to fry it.
Mm.
Is yes. the problem,
mm.
which you negates mm-hmm. all the health benefits.
True. True. What are you frying it in?
I mean, usually olive oil.
Okay,
vegetable.
Well, that's not terrible.
No, it's the breading. It's the cornmeal that.
Well, cornmeal isn't. So terrible.
You know, now I will say I have been cutting it up and just sauteing it in a little bit of olive oil on my Blackstone.
Mm-hmm.
That has been very good.
That's good.
With some onions.
Yes.
Mm. No?
Oh.
You don't like onions?
No onions?
No.
Oh, okay.
No onions or tomatoes.
Okay.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Now, let me rephrase that. I might be able to eat the onions if they're not crunchy.
Okay.
They got to be soft. They got to be mm-hmm. pretty soft.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge onion fan.
Okay.
But I'll eat them cooked.
Yeah.
They're soft. You know?
No, I'm not a big fan of raw. Like to put a piece of raw onion on a burger or something. No,
no
I'm not.
No,
I'm not down
thank
for that.
You. I have a friend. I'm not going to name names. She can eat an onion like an apple.
That's.
Oh.
Yeah. That. Exactly. That's a little much.
It's just a bit.
Yeah.
It's a lot much.
Reminds me of the Grinch from the movie. Remember? He did.
It's true. It is true. But I'll tell you one of my favorite ways of eating squash.
Mm-hmm.
Is to slice it up, put the slices in water, and you get cornmeal,
mm-hmm.
and you batter them in cornmeal. Actually, first, turn your oven on. You get your pan, you put some pats of butter on it, and you put it in the oven, let it melt, and then you put those round pieces of squash, let it bake in the oven for a little bit, and then you pull it out, flip them over, let it bake a little bit longer, let them get nice and golden.
Mm, that does sound good.
That is my very favorite way mm-hmm. to eat squash.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. sounds amazing.
And that's how my grandma used to make it.
Nice.
And it was the best.
Sure.
Mm. It's gonna. I may have to make some of that this week.
There you go.
Since Andy's gonna bring me some squash mm-hmm. and zucchini. I keep saying I want to make zucchini bread too.
Oh, it's good.
I love zucchini bread.
I keep saying I'm gonna make some, and I have yet to do that. So that might be on my to-do list
this
week, possibly. So we shall see what happens. All right, 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. I have Abby and Caroline in this morning from Farmers RECC. And I love that you guys are collecting donations for the Ronald McDonald House in Louisville. So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about this wish list.
So we have sponsored the Ronald McDonald Houses of Kentucky for quite some time. So us along with 15 other electric cooperatives. And some houses support the Lexington, or some co-ops support the Lexington House. Some support the Louisville House. We support the Louisville House. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ronald McDonald House, wonderful organization. Mm-hmm. They want to keep families close to their sick kiddos mm-hmm. That may be in the hospital. And one of the ways that we support them throughout the year is by hosting a wish list drive. So we're going to support do a wish list drive throughout the month of July. We're collecting paper towels, toilet paper, olive and avocado oil, cereal, Dawn dish soap, plastic cutlery, and dryer sheets.
Okay.
For the Ronald McDonald House of Louisville, obviously we will accept monetary donations as well. Mm-hmm. Those donations can be dropped off at the Murfreesboro or Glasgow office
mm-hmm.
Throughout the month of July, and we'll deliver all of that to the house in early August. So. Yeah.
Those are some specific items.
They are. And they need specific things. Mm-hmm. The reason that we host the wish list drive in July is because that's when a lot of their donations that come in throughout the holiday season are kind of dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some specific needs during this season of the year. And then in addition to the wish list drive in July, we also do some spring cleaning for the house in the spring, clean up their landscaping, do a little bit of trimming, those type things for them, washing windows, that type stuff. And then our favorite one, or my favorite one, we go and decorate the house for Christmas.
Oh, my
In
gosh.
Early December. So we go, best. Yeah, it's great. So we're just kind of Santa's elves, and we go in and we do the decorations, and the families come back from their day, maybe at the hospital, maybe a rough day, and they get to come in, and everything's decorated for the holidays.
I love that. So is this cooperatives across the state that do this, or just here locally?
So this is Kentucky's Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. So it's 16 cooperatives in the eastern part of the state. We're kind of the furthest west, but it's in all of the co-ops in the eastern part of the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that. What a great idea. Yeah. What a wonderful way to give back and just to see their faces when they walk in. And it's, you know, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So
it's
so
great.
So awesome. So awesome that you guys do that. So, yeah, you can drop those items off, maybe pick up a few extra items. Are these items listed anywhere on website or Facebook or anything like that?
Yes. They are on our website under the community tab, under Ronald McDonald House. Or you can go straight to the Ronald McDonald House of Kentuckiana, their website. They have all of their things listed that they need, as well as an Amazon list.
Okay.
So you can order directly from that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. All right. Some great information this morning. All right. 270-651-3000. You are welcome to join in on our conversation. If you have a question about anything that we are discussing, if you have a question about any of our sponsors, please feel free to give us a buzz and chat with us. If you want to just call in and give us a hard time like Andy likes to do, you're able to do that as well. So 270-651-3000. All right. We're going to talk a few moments about Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. And they offer so many different products, so many different brands. And Joe will be in with us on Thursday. I'm excited to have him back in studio. And if you are needing a lawnmower, if you're needing construction equipment, if you are needing to rent something, if you need a tractor, that's the place to go. They're going to take excellent care of you. These folks have been doing this for a really long time, and their customers keep coming back, and it's because they're treated really well. They offer financing options, so not everybody can just roll in and buy a lawnmower or buy a tractor and hand them cash or a check, you know, so that's why they have those financing options, which are very reasonable. And Bad Boy is one of the brands that they are carrying. And these are sharp mowers. Mm-hmm. They have so many different styles, and there's several different series of Bad Boys. And these are made in the USA, which I love that. They have a lot of muscle, and there's power. They're comfortable, durable, and they've been around for a little while. I don't know exactly how long, but they want to lead the industry, or their promise is to lead the industry in innovation and in performance. So if you would like to test drive one of these Bad Boys, you can go by Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. That location, actually, they have three locations. They have the location in Bowling Green, which is on Nashville Road. That's where Joe normally is. They also have their location in Columbia and in Scottsville, which is where they originated. So. Okay.
That is where Hobdy, Dye, and Reed first began, was in their Scottsville location, and then they have expanded to Bowling Green and into Columbia. So they have pre-owned equipment as well and mowers. So maybe you don't want something brand new, but you're needing something, you can go to hdrtractors.com and you click on pre-owned. It's going to give you all the entire list of things that they have.
Nice.
So that's, yeah, I think that's really nice too, that they don't just have brand new, mm-hmm. but they have pre-owned as well. Cause mm-hmm. you know, not everybody can afford a brand new mower or tractor,
sure.
or whatever piece of equipment it might be, but their lot is full of equipment, and just go and take one for a test drive. I got to drive one of the tractors back a few weeks ago in the parking lot, of course.
Right.
Yeah. It's like we were going like literally 3 miles an hour. So
did you decide that you need to buy one?
No, because I don't have a need for one.
Oh, come on. Just for fun.
Just for fun. Yeah. The tractor that I was driving,
Seems like Joe told me how much it was. I mean, it was definitely more than my car. I have to ask him when he comes in on Thursday how much, what the price tag was on that thing. And I was like, there were so many buttons and so many levers and so many things. And I'm just like, oh.
I need to send my dad out that way. He, bless his heart, my dad was bush hogging in our field for us. And I walked out and was talking to him and we were just chit-chatting about the equipment and stuff. And I was like, just as curiosity, how old is that bush hog? Dad was like, I think it's older than me. And I was like, great. It sounds like it, but you know.
Do you know? And I'm trying to think of what it's called. So bush hog is actually a brand.
It is a brand, yeah.
But we all call it bush hog.
We do, yeah.
But it's you. What is it you do when you when you're using your bush hog?
Bush hogging. Isn't it?
No, because that's the brand.
Well, that's what we call it.
I know. That's what I call it, too. I said that to Joe, and he's like, no, it's blank. And I cannot think of what he called. Because I've always called, you know, what's Granddaddy doing? Granddaddy's bush hogging.
Yeah.
And he may have had that brand of bush, of brand of whatever that is. I mean, it's like a weed eater. That's a brand. It's a string trimmer.
Yeah.
I learned this from Joe. I was like, it's a weed eater. No. No, it's not. It's a string trimmer.
Well, same thing with Post-it notes.
Right. Yeah. And Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. Uh-huh. Same
thing. It's a brand. It's an adhesive bandage.
Yeah.
But you know what? They've done a great job at branding.
Yes. Wonderful study in marketing right there.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. You know? So it's one of those things. But yeah, I just think that that's always funny because when Joe starts bringing up string trimming and I'm like, string trimmer, you have different brands of string trimmers.
Yeah.
So I just think it's funny because I can't think of what you're doing.
I don't
know. You're using the bush hog. That's so terrible because that's what we've always said.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, that's what us country folk talk about. That's what we call it.
Creatures of habit.
That's exactly right. And my nephew, he thinks it's funny. So when my nephew was probably, this is Luke, he was probably 3 or 4 maybe. And he would hear us say, you know, Granddaddy's bush hogging or Pa's bush hogging. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, are they ha hogging?
It was just the cutest thing.
Bless him.
So cute. It was just ha-hogging. It was just adorable.
Sorry. Side note on that. So
I love it.
All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. If you're just now joining us, I have Abby and Caroline in this morning from Farmers RECC. We've talked about the annual meeting. Actually, let's go back and revisit the annual meeting for those who may just now be tuning in.
Sure. So really quickly, our annual meeting will be held on Thursday, July 10th at the Cave Area Conference Center. We're going to be doing drive-through registration for members between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Our business meeting is going to be held at 2 p.m., and you can come in and watch that live, or you can live stream it. If you can't make it out in person, you can live stream that on our website at farmersrecc.com/annual meeting. We've got some really cool giveaways this year. Obviously, we'll have our buckets and bulbs like normal, some pens, Kentucky Living booklets, Post-it notes, tote bags. And new this year is going to be our kettle corn popcorn. So something to look forward to for next Thursday. Yes. So be sure to mark your calendars.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So lots of good things, some fun surprises in those buckets this year that you may have never gotten before. And scholarships. Can you believe it's going to be time to go back to school soon?
Seems like the summer just keeps getting compressed.
Shorter and shorter. Yes, I agree. So I know you guys have scholarships that you have awarded or about to award. So you want to mention those?
Absolutely. We have awarded 8 scholarships this year. Each of those are for about $1,000. And we give those to local students who whose parents or themselves are cooperative members. So this year we had a great set of students. They were all wonderful to work with. And that was Addison McCoy, Benjamin Shirley, Brennan Griffin, Brody Hurt, Dylan Wright, Emma Kate Smith, Logan Boone, and Tinsley Nagel. They all got $1,000 to help finance their pursuit of higher education.
Mm-hmm. All right. That is wonderful. I know a few of those names on mm-hmm. that list. Yes. So congratulations to all of them. Mm-hmm. I know that that money will help go toward books and mm-hmm. fees and all of the things. Gosh, college is so expensive these days.
It is. Anything so we can do to help our cooperative members mm-hmm. and help give back a little bit, not only to them, but hopefully at our community as well, if those students mm-hmm. Go to college and end up back here. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely going to help fund those things that mm-hmm. they need, no matter where they're going to school. So I think sure. that's wonderful that you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. So I'm curious. I know we kind of touched on storms just a little bit, but, you know, let's say it's a day that we're really weather aware because mm-hmm. there could be some potential storms to move in at some point. I'm not saying that today. I'm just saying in general. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys what does your day look like when there's a threat of severe weather?
So what that looks like, if there's a threat of severe weather on a day, our planning process has probably started 2 to 3 days before that. So okay. we're watching mm-hmm. the weather every day to see maybe what's coming in. We're always watching National Weather Service. We have our in-house weatherman, we like to call him Scott Lester, our meteorologist. He sends out weather updates for us just to keep everybody on the same page with what's coming. Day of, you know, our folks are making sure that vehicles are gassed up, ready to go. We're making sure that our fleet's in good shape. If we need to get our chainsaws in better shape or anything like that, we're doing all of those type things. We're adjusting schedules, and we're kind of putting some folks on call, maybe in our MSR group, to say, hey, you may need to come in, or maybe you need to work late, depending on what's going on. Abigail and I are doing our stuff communications-wise, reaching out to our community partners and our elected officials, emergency management folks, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. If they need us for anything, who do they contact? All of those things. So our planning process starts several days beforehand.
Yes. So. Well, and it is a process. I mean, you have to, you know, you're doing your best to make sure that your service areas are staying on, making sure that if there is a power outage that you guys are on it mm-hmm. immediately and you are prepared. So mm-hmm. you guys do an incredible job at that. And, you know, the linemen and those guys that are out there, you know, we appreciate them so much. I would not want their job.
They certainly don't have it easy.
No, they don't.
And they work really, really hard for our members. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not uncommon to have additional crews on call if we're expecting severe weather. So, and they do a great job of making sure that our service territory is fully covered should something happen. So, you know, they do a great job. And the unfortunate reality is that we've had a lot of practice
yes.
in the last few years mm-hmm. On severe weather. So and we know that our members are tired of that. We're tired of that.
I know.
We would love to have a little bit of a break mm-hmm. from severe weather. But like we said, Mother Nature's going to do what she does.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. Okay. So we are hoping that we have great weather this weekend for
yes.
the 4th of July celebration. So I think they were kind of on the fence. They didn't know whether they were going to be able to do it or not just because there is no beach. I don't know if you all
right.
have seen a picture, but there is no beach. And the building, the water is all the way up. I mean, almost to the roof, or if not at the roof, that the restrooms and that building mm-hmm. there. So, yeah, there are a lot of disappointed families because the
yes.
beach is not open this year. So, but the 4th of July celebration, they are continuing with that. And that is taking place at the Barron River Lake State Resort Park. You may want to plan ahead for parking. And this is something that you may want to keep in mind. There's not as much parking as there was because
right.
there is no beach.
Right.
So they are planning the fireworks show to start at 9:00. Okay, but it's not going to include the traditional family day at the beach. So they are asking, let me see. Okay, so fireworks viewing from the park will be available on the grassy hill behind the state park Lodge, the State Park Lodge, and then around the tennis courts, if you're familiar with that. Now, okay. Boaters, if you're out on the lake, you're welcome to anchor offshore near the beach, which is outside the designated fireworks safety zone. And I'm sure they will have some areas that will be marked off. I'm sure that they will. So due to the beach flooding and the loss of 350 beach parking spaces, they are encouraging you to carpool with family and friends. Arrive early to make sure you've got a good spot. Use those designated parking areas. And you may be prepared for maybe a short walk or a bit of a walk. So you might want to be prepared for that. Respect all the no parking zones and marked areas. They do that for a reason. So please respect those areas. Now, you can bring your lawn chairs, your blankets. Enjoy dinner at the Driftwood Restaurant if you would like. They're also going to have some local food trucks that will set up, and you can enjoy food until the fireworks begin at 9 o'clock. We will be broadcasting from the park that day, and we will have the soundtrack, your patriotic music, during the fireworks. So bring your radio, and or you can also tune in on the app. Of course, if you have our WHHT app, or WCLU, you can tune in that way or go to the website and listen live that way. I like an old school radio, you know, but a lot of people use their phone and that's totally fine. But there will be patriotic music that will be played during the fireworks event. So I know they do want to say thanks to their sponsors, which have been amazing. K&M Services is the presenting sponsor. Also, thanks to Barron County Physical Courts, Barron County Tourism, all of us here at WHHT and WCLU, our sister station, Don Franklin Glasgow, TJ Regional Hospital, Mills Real Estate, Earl G. Dumplings, and Edmonton State Bank. So thanks to all of those sponsors for helping make the 4th of July celebration happen. And they do accept donations because Friends of Barron River is a nonprofit. So if you would like to donate, you can go to friendsofbarrenriverlake.com. That's friendsofbarrenriverlake.com. So, yeah, I know they're excited to be able to host this event. And, you know, for families, it's not like it normally is in the past, but at least they're going to be able to do something.
And good for them for persevering and doing it anyway. I like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Well, we had a phone call.
I talked too long. I'm sorry. Call us back. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. We've got a few minutes left of the Shop Local show, and Caroline and Abby are in with me this morning from Farmers RECC. And let's talk a little bit about the youth tour. So you want to touch on that just a little bit?
Of course. We had 4 high school juniors this year that we sent up to Washington, D.C. They spent about a week up there touring all of the museums and monuments and got to do all the sightseeing. And they had a great trip. Our 4 students were Miss Emma Kate Fields, Mary Claire Warren, Addison Morgan, and Brandon Thompson. They were wonderful, and it seemed like they had such a great trip.
They did. Yeah. Abigail is very familiar with the youth tour program.
I am. I was a former youth tour student through Farmers. So I got to go on that same trip, and it's really monumental. I mean, it's life changing in the best ways.
What was your favorite part?
You're putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I really loved, the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Okay.
Loved that. I loved going into all the museums, like the American History Museum, all that. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Did you have Mr. Steenbergen?
I did.
He would love the fact that you said that. Uh-huh. Wasn't he a history teacher?
He was.
That's what I thought.
He was.
Yeah, he would love to hear those words come out of your mouth. I'm certain. You know, they do the hottest history challenge each morning. I don't know if you all listen to that or not. And every now and then I get one right. Like only every now and then.
Yeah.
I did not get them right this morning. So I'm glad that I'm not in here when he does that, because I would really feel
that was never my strong suit.
No.
Right. But that's the good thing about youth tour, is that it kind of, gives kids a sense of place and helps them understand our history a little bit better as a country. And so we're proud to sponsor that. We've been sponsoring that for many, many years. Yes. Now it's a great trip. I've been as a chaperone, and it's a good trip.
So how do you get to go on that trip?
It's an application. Okay. We put those out usually in the fall, usually around the November-ish timeframe.
Okay.
So students can apply to those. We send them to all the schools. And then we'll go through those, and we will choose our delegates that way. Mm-hmm. So,
and they can apply for that. It's farmersrecc.com/WYT.
Yes.
Washington White. Youth Tour. So
gotcha.
Just WYT.
Yes.
Okay. And so once the application goes live, it'll be found right there on that website.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So look for that this fall. If you, if your child would like to go and experience that, make sure you get that application in, because that sounds like it's kind of one of those once in a lifetime.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Trips.
And it's so special too, because you get to see, you get to go in and meet your congressional delegates on the national level, which is absolutely insane. And what an honor and a privilege to be able to do that and have one-on-one conversation with those individuals. So it's really such a wonderful trip. I can't sing its praises enough. So yeah, please apply once those open up in the fall. It's for high school juniors.
High school juniors.
Yep.
Yes. So that's something that you will definitely, or they will definitely want to be a part of. Maybe there's one listening now that would like to go. So you just never know. You never know. All right, 270-651-3000. We have literally just a few minutes left of the Shop Local show this morning. And is there anything that we didn't get to cover that you all...
I don't think so. I will mention our outage viewer on our website. Anybody can watch any real-time outage updates that we have there. It's a really, really handy tool. Gives people, like I said, real-time outage information on number of outages, where they're located, all of that kind of stuff. So that can be found there. If members need to report an outage, they can obviously do that by giving us a call, 270-651-2191. Or the quickest and easiest way to do that is through our mobile app. And it just comes straight to our dispatchers, our wonderful team of dispatch back there. And they'll filter through everything and get a crew headed your way as quickly as possible. So,
okay. Well, we hope that we don't experience any of that this week. I know they are giving some storms today, tonight, and maybe tomorrow, but hopefully it won't be anything too significant, maybe just some rain showers. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for a good, nice, clear holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, the rest of the week after tomorrow night looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, sunny and 87, 88, 89 on the 4th. So the weekend looks good, too. So, yeah, I mean, we have some great weather latter part of the week. And we will be thankful for that for sure. So go ahead and mention the annual meeting one more time in case anybody missed that, how they get their buckets and bulbs.
Absolutely. That's going to be next week, Thursday, July 10th at the Cave Area Conference Center. It's going to be drive-through registration, so you can drive by anytime from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., pick up your buckets and bulbs. The business meeting will be at 2 p.m. In person. You can come in and see us, meet everybody. Or you can watch the live stream at farmersrecc.com/annual meeting.
All right. For those who can't be there live, you can watch it online. I think that's a great great way to catch up and know what's going on or what has been going on. And that way you can just swing by and pick up your goodies and be on your way.
Absolutely.
So, yes, ladies, thank you both for being here this morning.
Absolutely.
Always so much fun. Always so much fun. So I looked up bush hogging. And it says brush hogging, also known as bush hogging.
Oh.
So maybe it is bush hogging. I don't know. I'll have to clarify.
You can clarify
with Joe, and I will let you know, because it says, what does bush hogging mean? So, also known as brush hogging.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
it's always going to be bush hogging to me.
It is to me too.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. It is to me too. So thanks again to all of our sponsors. Of course, Farmers RECC. We also have Ollie Car Cleaning. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by MedCenter Health. Also thanks to Hobdy Diane Reed and Friends of Barron River Lake. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Turn up your radio right now. Serving Southern Kentucky from the top of Commerce Plaza on the square in downtown Glasgow with country's hottest hits. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow.